Welcome back to Basically with Karen, guys. This is your girl Karen, and this episode, I've been recording it since like 2 to 3 times. I'm not getting a flow. Consistency is flow, guys. So it's been like a very long time talking to you all. I hope you're all good and you're all well. Your surroundings are well, and most importantly, let's talk about today's podcast. As I have transformed this podcast channel into a self-improvement, not mental health, because we are ahead of mental health and I don't want to touch that part again. So I decided to like talk about a different thing. It's called self-improvement, and it's also involves my life and my experiences still I've had. So today, as of like you've all see, like there's a big loss in film industry, not Hollywood, Tollywood, no, it's all about Hollywood. It is Matthew Perry, and you can see it in the cover too. The podcast cover is about him. So talking about friends, the friends which made a big impact on me, I still watch it. Like I've watched it like millions of times. Like I finished complete seasons, but I couldn't get rid of it. No, I couldn't, because friends hold a special place in my heart. Because I've never had friends, like few, just few, and I love them. I love my friends. And most importantly, let's talk about the series and let's connect it. So as talking about a very important person, Matthew Perry, aka Chandler Bing. Chandler Bing was a sarcastic one, but we all loved him. And most importantly, talking about friends here, I was stuck in pandemic back in 2020 in a very bad state. I wanted to go to college. I was doing my college. I wanted to go to my college. I wanted to have like friends. I wanted like to hang out, but I couldn't. And I'm so an introvert, I couldn't go out. That was one. And the next thing was, I really wanted to hang out with friends and like create memories, but we weren't able to do because we were all in lockdown. So I started watching Friends by 2020 on a full-fledged, because back then we had Netflix, and before that I watched in Comedy Central. And sometimes they stream in Dramedy now, you know. There is a Warner Bros. Kind of channel. The Dramedy now is like, they'll split it into series, like more of a TV show. So it was like very, very back then. It was filmed by 1991 to like 2000. It was a 10-year thing, and they were like doing it as a TV show back then. And most importantly, Comedy Central was doing the same. So then lockdown gave us Netflix. We all shared passwords, and I started watching it on a full-fledged thing. And moreover, when I started watching it, I had no attraction to it, because it was just comedy and it had nothing. But when I started to look into the characters, you start analyzing. When you analyze the characters, you relate. So, as a part of relating, I started relating my real life to friends. And I found that it might sound hilarious, but I found that Chandler Bing is me. Yeah, because the sarcastic part, which he does, will not hurt anyone, he would also never be hurted. Like, there is no hurting part there. And most importantly, talking about other characters, Joey is one of my very, very, very favorite, because we all have that one characteristics in us. Joey doesn't share food. That's me. And I do comment on something which is really, really hilarious in a serious situation. That's me again. And I'm so into paleontology. No, not that. But, you know, we have so much of, like, failed love stories like Ross, which didn't end up happily, and Monica Geller, a cleaning freak. No, that's not me. But she always, like, holds up the group together, and she's the best host. And Rachel Green, I love her sense of dressing, her way she, like, put herself, like, out. So we always, like, tend to relate them with us. And moreover, we lost Chandler Bing, that is Matthew Perry, and people are still mourning and people are still missing him badly. People say that he has been giving signals, like, in his Instagrams, like, he's in a bad condition or, like, in a bad situation. So everything is for the best, and even I'm not happy with his passing. No, I'm never happy with his passing. Like, I've also shared something on thread, that is, you watch your favorite characters die in movie or in a book or in a series, you can never do anything about it. You can never do anything. And I've also realized, you can never do anything, even if it is in real life, because death is inevitable and everyone has to die someday. So I, like, complete this podcast with a very heavy heart, and friends will never be the same again. Be, like, enjoy the moment, but it won't be the same, guys. Honestly, without Chandler, friends won't be same again. Thank you so much, guys, and keep listening to Basically with Karen.